listener production.
Snuggle up with 20 minutes of the fur balls coughed up by two of the cutest little kittens wrestling their way across the on-demand ecosphere.
Aww.
It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Hope your weekend was great. I'm Alex, that's Matt. Matt's Coachella wrapped up over the weekend, second weekend. Can I read you the names of the artists who played the main stage?
Oh, yes, please.
Yesterday to wrap up the festival.
Please do.
2:55, 3 p.m. Ludmilla.
Okay.
4 o'clock. YG Marley.
Mm-hmm.
Karen Leon. 5:25. Mm-hmm. Followed by BB Rexa. Then into J Balvin. Finishing with Doja Cat. Now, I've heard of Doja Cat. I'm a hip like that. I roll that deep. But the others, I have to confess, even after working at an indie radio station for many, many years, struggling to recognize those names. Flight Facilities playing 3 p.m. on the Yuma stage yesterday, smashing it.
There's got to be something behind. Like, okay, wait. I'm looking up J Balvin now.
Hit me. Who's J Balvin?
Colombian singer. Oh, 51 million followers.
51 million?
On Instagram.
Apparently,
apparently, J Balvin's doing an arena tour in Australia and New Zealand, doing Rod Laver Arena on the 4th of September this year.
I've been sleeping on J Balvin.
I've been sleeping on Balvin. Works alongside Sophie Tucker, I think. Or Sophie Tucker's playing in those arena shows as well.
Supporting.
Oh, man. I mean, is this one of those things where we would absolutely know a J Balvin song? Like, we would... He's done a song with Will.i.am called Let's Go.
Essentially.
So we can't play it here for copyright reasons, but I'm going to have to just do a little bit of investigating. I don't want to be sleeping on no one.
I do want to talk about the a bit of happenings at Coachella, some Coachella goss recently, Matt. So that's going to be happening today, as well as that, some Clickfish with producer Bron, or reproducer Bron as she's been rebranded. Let's do it. It's All Day Breakfast with Matt and Alex.
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Matt O'Kine, you are one for a career ender.
Oh, trust me. Me and career ending have been very intimate in the past.
Friends with benefits, Matt, and career ending. But sometimes it's down to your own personal failures. Has it ever been down to technical difficulties, though?
I mean, there's always like the mic drops out, or you know, the lights go out, or you trip over the mic lead on your way onto stage. Nothing will ruin a gig. I promise you this. Nothing makes it for a bad gig if you trip over as you walk onto stage, because the audience just goes, "What the hell? This guy can't even get onto stage properly. How is he supposed to entertain us on the stage?"
Usually people, when you're on stage, you're like, "Get him off." And some people are like, "Can someone get him on, please? This man can't get himself on." I did that one. I was walking onto stage and I tripped. I'm sort of getting ahead of myself here, but there's one that just comes to mind, walking onto stage to do a DJ set. I think in Perth at Jackrabbit Slim's, nice club there in Northbridge, coming on stage. Trip. Arms out, put them out, dislocate my elbow. Cab off the rank. Right up top. Because it's dark, you can't see anything underneath you. But I do bring it up, these sort of on-stage technical difficulties, because the second weekend of Coachella is taking place, and fortunately for Claire Boucher, she didn't have any technical difficulties this weekend.
Who's Claire Boucher?
You may know her as Grimes.
Ah, yes, I do know Grimes. Of course, we used to play a bit of Grimes on Triple J.
Love a bit of Grimes. Ended up marrying Elon Musk and getting sort of wider, you know, more well-known in Musk circles as a result of that. But great artist, great DJ in her own right. Unfortunately,
Musk circles. It sounds like something that aliens do. Do you know what I mean? Like, "Oh, have you seen these Musk circles?" I just woke up and they were there.
I wouldn't put it past them. It's just a few. No, that's just a few doughies in a Cybertruck through the cornfields. But yeah, getting through this weekend unscathed. But last weekend, Matt, absolute career ender. Did you see the technical difficulties?
No, and I honestly feel for artists, because thankfully, I mean, I say thankfully, I've never been performing in front of 100,000 people. So you know, when the stakes are that high, You want to make sure the grills are on.
Yeah, and unfortunately they weren't for Grimes. Here's a little bit of an example of, instead of sweet, sweet bangers coming out from up on stage, this is what was coming out during Grimes' set.
This shit always f***ing happens. All my tracks are twice as fast, so I'm not mixing very well. But I'm going to keep trying, and I appreciate you guys being here. There has never been a Grimes show without a major technical difficulty. But, yes, it will continue. Just don't blame me, it's not my fault. Well, it's partially my fault, but it's not entirely my fault. So... okay, I hate to do this. All my tracks are... This is insane. All my tracks are double the tempo, and they're like... I'm trying to do the math, but they're kind of unmixable if we can't...
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, just imagine those sort of having to explain to a crowd what is going wrong at that stage.
Do we actually understand what was going on at that stage?
She did explain at one point that there's a when you're DJing, there's a program called Record Box, and it tells you your beats per minute, which we've talked about recently.
Yes.
How fast a song is because of that Chechenian council banning music that was faster than 116 BPM. Like that. But in some songs, they're like quite fast. So they're 140 BPM. But 140 BPM is sort of the same as 70 BPM.
Yes.
In that
like, depending on where you want the beats to come through. Yes,
exactly right.
Absolutely.
Anyway, she's saying that her BPM was doubled and she couldn't do the maths to figure out which songs would match. Like if one song's 68 BPM, what's double 68 is 136.
So,
trying to do that. And so when you try to mix it, it's like that. I heard someone else on TikTok going, it's like, oh, you've got two great mixes on the side of your head. They're called ears. but in the moment when you're stressed, it is...
Totally.
And it is like, pretty unfortunate.
I remember, was it you, Daiso, that I think it was our huge rave, one of our really, really big raves.
Yep.
And we built up to this moment and I think
hang on, because we've got to have, I want to make Grimes feel better about the weekend. So I thought we'd do the darkest days in Alex Dyson technical difficulty history. Okay. And Matt O'Kine, I'll give you the honours of doing the first one.
I remember at one of our, I think it was the Shave and Rave that we did, Rave and Shave. Was that it in Brisbane? Where we were gearing up to play a huge sesh of, you know, Darude Sandstorm. Everyone was like cheering, getting ready. You built it up, this big thing. And then you hit play, nothing happened. You hit play again, nothing happened. The crowd's like, okay.
We just finished it. I'm hitting play on Packer Up Boys. This is the end of the set. And literally, as in Mo, the person who sings Lean On with Major Lazer, was about to come on stage. We had to get off stage so that she could play her Splinter in the Grass set. I'm like, okay, here's our last song. We don't have much time. Hit play. Nothing's happening. You lean over and you know nothing about the DJ decks, but you're like, should that be in reverse instead of forward?
So you'd been trying to reverse the song, playing the song backwards.
We'd slipped jumping around. It's like a knob, like a little flick of a switch. A lot of these things are buttons. It's an actual like flick back
lever,
and forth,
yeah,
lever. So anyway, that's one of them.
So you'd had it in backwards when it should have been in forwards. Yep.
All right. October 3, 2023. I was DJing the winning Collingwood Premiership Mad Monday, okay? Incredible, incredible scenes. But it was another absolute fizzer of an ending. Put on Fives, Keep On Moving, which went off, okay? Everyone was loving it. All right, gotta go, guys, because I was going and hosting Hannah Ferguson's Cheek Media book launch after this.
Oh, you're a man of everything, mate.
That was a weird day.
And you're down, baby. Take a good look around. Oh, tune. I'm already feeling jazzy.
And then to finish, I thought playing the Collingwood theme song is only apt, but I downloaded one from YouTube. It was a rock version, and I put it on, and it was just the worst quality. I'm pretty sure, Scott Pendlebury plugged his ears. It was so offensive to everyone. Absolutely killed the vibes that I waved and went home. So an absolute dark day. I'm not sure if I'll be invited back this year for the Pies. Come on, boys, get me back there. 2008, Matt O'Kine, Mid-Dawns on Triple J was an absolute... It was, if you didn't have a technical difficulty every day, it was an amazing day because I was 18 years old, didn't have a clue what I was doing. And one time I was taking calls on the radio by myself, to hosting a 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. by myself. I got a talkback caller up, answered the phone while the CD was playing. This was CD days.
Oh, my God.
And I, like, the question was, I don't know, we're doing talkback on tents. And I go, so what's your story? As that I spin my swivel chair and it pulls my headphone cord out of the socket so everything goes silent. And I'm like, sorry, but I don't realise I've done that. I go, so I say, sorry, what's your story? And they can hear me saying it. So they're telling their story.
They're mid-story and you're going, what's your story? And they're like, I'm telling you.
Everyone in Australia can hear their story. And then it's just me going, oh, we seem to have lost this person here. And they're going, no, I'm here. And everyone can hear them talking to me. I'm like, sorry. And then I look down and the cord's on the ground. And I'm like, I can't pick that up without going. I'm going to play a song. And it was just an absolute debacle.
So you just cut them off. Oh, no.
I just went to a song. Anyway, that was a dark day.
Well, Grimes, look, we all feel for you. We've all been in that position. We're glad that this weekend's Coachella went fantastically. And if you're ever looking for a DJ, well... You know who to call, Alex Dyson.
With producer Brun.
Here she is in the studio to give us the absolute dregs of clickbait, which unfortunately does tempt us. Hello, Brun.
Hello.
What have you been up to on the weekend, Bron?
Went to see a comedy show for the Comedy Festival in Melbourne.
Oh, did you now?
Yeah,
who did you go and see?
I saw Reese Nicholson, who was amazing.
Yeah, great. They're amazing.
On the way there, I'm pretty sure I saw Claire Hooper in her car on Nicholson Street on the way.
And is this wait, Bron. Is this the same time you saw Ashton Kutcher driving along Kingsway in a Toyota Camry?
I'm 90% sure it was her. Otherwise, it's like a random blonde lady. But what happened was...
Winner of the Piece of Wood Award, Claire Hooper as well.
Congratulations to Claire Hooper, formerly host of Australia's Greatest Bake Off and Australian Raw Comedy Finalist 2004 alongside Matt O'Kine.
Wow.
Huh. There you go. Go on, Bron.
We were kind of side by side in the car, me or Claire Hooper or her lookalike. And there was this massive spider that I could see she was looking at and I was looking at. And then we were both trying to work out whether it was inside or outside of the car. And she was freaking out. And then we drove off. So I never got to hear the...
You didn't know what happened?
Wait, so it was on the window.
It was on the window.
You didn't know it was on your window or her window.
No, it was on her window, but she didn't know whether it was inside or outside the car. And I saw her freaking out. I was like, oh, my God. This massive spider.
We'll have to call Claire Hooper and see if it was her.
Yeah, have you got Claire Hooper's number?
Let's have a look.
Alex?
I could get it
quite
checking. Easily.
I don't have Claire's number.
Hang on. What's... Claire Hooper's number. I will send it to my contact.
All right, well, fine. While that's happening, let's do this clickfish. Bron, what's been going on?
This is from the Daily Mail. Headline, Neighbours fans slam appalling storyline featuring Dr. Carl and accuse the show of sinking to an all-time low.
Wait, Dr. Carl was in Neighbours?
No, Dr. Carl, who's played by Alan
Fletcher. Yeah, Dr. Carl Kennedy.
Wait, there's only one Dr. Carl in my life. I thought it'd be great. They get Australian celebs to cameo on Neighbours all the time.
Do you know what? I still find it so funny. I saw an article in like a Newcastle newspaper that was talking about various celebrities that had turned up for this event at like a Newcastle gig.
Yep.
And it had in the caption of the photo, it had called Alan Fletcher, the actor, Dr. Carl Kennedy at this gig. And like,
as
used a proper.
Spotted.
Yeah, like, spotted Dr. Carl Kennedy. It's like, that's a character, guys. Like, his name is Alan. But, anyways, Bron, so tell me about what this bad news well, situation could be on Neighbours. Because we've all, you know, there's been some stinkers.
That's what
I
mean.
In its history.
I don't think this is really that far out of, you know, out of character for Neighbours. But what's happening was Dr. Carl, played by Alan Fletcher, was feeling queasy while riding his bike somewhere. And he becomes the Erinsborough?
Yep.
Their poo jogger.
No.
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
So the poo jogger being a real life story, yes, of someone who would regularly go number twos whilst out for a run behind some bins on people's properties, mm-hmm, got caught on security cameras.
Yes.
But people didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
So in this fictional suburb, they took that real life story and then made Dr. Carl the poo jogger.
Yes. Oh, my God. There's pictures of him with a little bike helmet on while he's doing it behind a bush.
And in parentheses, it's like poo noises.
So, yes!
I remember we talked to that excellent writer from Neighbours who was telling us all the wild storylines, because I thought my Sims, you know, character storyline was massive.
Yeah.
Turns out it couldn't hold a candle to the actual Neighbours storylines, and this is just more examples of that.
Yeah. I don't think this is like that far out of the realm of possibilities for things that happen on Neighbours. There was like a tornado. There was people coming back from the dead.
Yeah, totally. I'm going to tell you, there's been nothing that's made me want to watch Neighbours more than this particular storyline.
I'm just thinking of Alan at the table read getting that script. I wonder if he had any say in whether or not it could be him who's the poo jogger.
Can't it be Harold?
I mean, he's a medical professional. Surely there's ways.
There was a line in the article that said, this bizarre plot has the other characters working hard to track down the culprit, not realising it's their close friend and trusted medical professional.
Oh, there we go.
All right. Thank you very much, Bron.
Hey, do you want to hear the news?
What?
I got Claire Hooper's number.
Should we call it up next? Call right now. Yeah, yeah. Let's give it a go.
Yes, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival wrapped up last night on a Sunday. Some great shows. There's over 600 shows this year. Very huge stuff. Congratulations to everyone who puts on an hour's worth of comedy. That's incredible. But a particular congratulations to Sarah Keyworth for taking out Most Outstanding Show, Best Newcomer, a.k.a. the Mattokine Memorial Award. Is
the beginning of the end.
Goes to Know It So. So you're up to good things. Ben Russell won Director's Choice. Aaron Chen, People's Choice. And Claire Hooper won the Piece of Wood Award, chosen by a panel. It's awarded for purely doing good stuff. But as well as congratulating her, we want to ask her a very important question.
Just to clarify, the Piece of Wood Award is it's from a panel of comedians. So it's like a peer judged award. Other ones are judged by reviewers and Melbourne Comedy Festival staff and very highly acclaimed, you know, judges. And the Piece of Wood is just mates going, you know what, this person rocks.
So the best, deserved, the best person. So let's give her a call now more. To ask if she got a spider in her car. 04.
Well, no, don't read out her number.
Well, I've got to read out the number for Bron. It's going to be bleeped.
Oh, thank God.
Hello.
Hello, Claire. It's Matt and Alex calling from All Day Breakfast. How are you?
Hello. I'm well. How are you?
Not too bad. You okay after a big celebrations of your Piece of Wood Award? Congratulations.
Oh, thanks very much. Look, I had other people partying for me. I'm just a nice, sensible mother of two who went home at 12:30. So...
That, I mean, 12:30 is basically 5 a.m. for a mum of two.
Yeah, and I didn't rush to bed either. That's right. I ate some eggs on toast at 1 a.m. and I turned the light off at 2 a.m. Woo!
Wow, we're going very, very well, particularly in a busy year for you. You were like directing 5 different shows as well as performing your own.
Yeah. Oh, look, I mean, it's been exaggerated a bit. One of those 5. Was a remount, and one of them, you know, was just a mate who I would have seen heaps anyway. So I think, I mean, you can only really say maybe like 3 3/4 shows.
Well, either way, Lawrence Driscoll was nominated for Best Newcomer. You must have been pretty proud about that.
No, it was such a great victory. I'm so happy for him because he's this excellent, excellent comedian, so funny. And the only thing he suffers from is not enough swagger. Like his first show in Adelaide, he finished and he was like, anyway, so sorry, everyone. Like, that's how he finished his show.
After an hour?
He just needed to, like, the nomination is so what he needed because now I'm like, you see that you're like, whoa. You don't have to apologize. And anyway, so this festival gave him everything he needed to have a wonderful career.
Well, we're very glad that it was good for you and good for the act that you were working alongside. But Claire, we just need to clarify something, and that's actually why we're calling. Our producer, Bron, says she saw you out and about over the weekend, and we need to know whether it was you and whether what was happening was actually true. So, Bron, do you want to just maybe rehash to Claire what you saw?
Hi, Claire. So, on Friday night on Nicholson Street, I believe I saw you heading into the city, and there was like a giant spider either on the inside or the outside of your car.
Correct. And it's been a massive couple of days. The spider's not the front of it. I've also moved house. I'd moved house all day, and then there was the spider on. It was a big one too.
Did you see
how big it was?
It was huge.
Yeah, but like when you've moved all day and cleaned a rental, as if you care about a spider in your car, you're like, that's fine. I'm tired and this will give me the energy I need to do an hour of comedy.
You're turning up at the end of the day. You needed those 8 arms to help lift the bloody coffee table earlier on, mate.
It did not carry its weight. And then, that was the same day. But then I finished my show and was walking too fast while checking messages and sprained my ankle crossing Collins Street in front of my exiting comedy crowd. It was a big day.
So, no, Claire, was the spider inside or outside the car? Because as I was driving past, I saw the spider and then I thought, I wonder if that's on the inside or the outside. Then I saw you and I was like, I think that's Claire Hooper. And then we drove past. So was it inside or outside?
It was on the outside.
Okay.
Because I would have pulled over if it was on the inside. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I'm cool.
Did you see where it went? Because I've had them on the outside and then they've crawled across the windscreen across the driver's seat window.
Yeah.
And then I've just seen them disappear around the corner of the car, probably towards the boot. And you think, well, that's going to surprise me another time. Oh, so what? Do you know where it went?
No, it has. It moved around in the course of the Nicholson Street drive. So I drove from Brunswick to the city, and it moved 3 times. and the last time I saw it, see, I think it might be behind the wing mirror, like because I have spiders go behind there often. And the great news is that my daughter has. I've just come out to the car, and my daughter's left the back window down. So it's definitely in the car now. Definitely.
We're catching a ride soon. All right. Well, good to confirm that happened, Claire. Hope the ankle is feeling okay. Hope there are no spider bites in your future.
Well, and I hope the spider gives you 5 stars. I mean, a trip from Brunswick to the city for free. Come on.
Yeah, great conversation. That's what I wanted to pick.
In this economy as well, you're a very generous person, as is exampled by your big win for the Piece of Wood Award at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, voted by your peers who have all recognised the incredible stuff you do for them and for comedy in Australia. So thank you very much for joining us, Claire, today, and hopefully we'll catch you again soon.
Aw, lovely to talk to you guys.
And thank you very much for listening to this All Day Breakfast with Matt and Alex for another day.
Then until tomorrow, we hope you have a good one.
Bye-bye.
That's it. The All Day Breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.